morning, Aubrey. Why is the coffee so black?
It's my artistic soul. I wanted it to match the toast.
Aubrey, would you please pass the cream to Daddy? You seem preoccupied, dear. What's on your mind?
Nothing, really. It's empty.
Don't let it bother you. Brains aren't everything.
My mind's not empty. The cream pitcher is.
Oh, right. Sorry about that. I'll go next door and borrow some.
Honey, you really don't have to bother.
Hey, well, we're out of milk, too.
Careful with that pitcher. It's Mom's favorite.
Relax, will ya? I got great hands. A natural wide receiver.
And when your mother sees that, you are really gonna receive it.
I know. I'll tell Mom that Astro jumped up and knocked it off the table.
Me?
You will not tell her that.
Too ordinary, huh? Okay. Hey, how's this? I'll explain that a runaway spaceship came right at our window completely out of control. Then, with the last move, zoomed off with a giant sonic boom. I tried to grab hold of the pitcher to save it, but it was humanly impossible. I almost broke my arm, but it was too late. It was too late.
No, you won't tell Mom that either.
You got something better?
Yes, you'll tell her you were fooling around and dropped it.
That's your idea of better?
Mom will go bananas. She'll scream her head off.
Wrong. You don't know your mother. She'll appreciate it. Because when you tell someone the truth, you're emphasizing that your mutual relationship is so solid it can handle reality.
I can't tell her that. I don't even know what you said.
He means telling Mom the truth will prove you like her.
But she already knows I like her. The question is, after this, will she like me?
More than ever.
Here we are!
All right, what happened?
Well, you see, Mom, and keep in mind who's always bringing his cinnamon toast in bed on Mother's Day, and who...
What is it, Elroy?
And who doesn't eat all the peanuts when your bridge club is coming, and never...
Elroy?
Okay, okay. Mom, what happened was... I broke your pitcher.
My pitcher? My favorite pitcher?
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll go pack my clothes while you call to foster home.
Don't be silly. Your mother understands it was just an accident and forgives you because you told the truth. Right, honey?
My favorite pitcher?
See? It's over. And without any screaming. Now, both of you, go get ready for school. You handled that beautifully, Jane. You warmed his heart.
I'd rather have warmed his bottom.
From now on, the Jetson family will be more honest. Because as Elroy showed us, when you tell someone the truth, you're saying you love them.
Rosie, how badly broken is my pitcher?
And because you didn't scream about it, I'll buy you a new one. A whole set, no matter what the cost. Let her rip!
Thanks, I needed that.
My son broke it. And you know what? He admitted it. Told the truth. A regular George Washington.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Sorry?
Telling the truth is a nasty habit. Gets you into all kinds of trouble. I don't know where the kids pick it up. Well, you might try washing his mouth out with this.
But I want him to tell the truth.
What? And you called yourself a parent? Truth just doesn't work. Creative fibbery is a whole lot better. Makes life easier for everybody.
Henry, are you there? Henry?
Oh, that's Mrs. Shuttlebay. I was supposed to fix her oven and forgot. See if you can stall her.
Where is that no good, unreliable?
If it's those news reporters, tell them to go away. Please, no pictures, no interviews.
Interviews?
Oh, Mrs. Shuttlebay. Yes, right away. Sorry, the doctor said I'd be weak.
What doctors?
It happened last night. You see, I was on my way up to fix your oven. When I got buzzed by the cleaning man on the fifth floor. Seems the delivery boy from the deli had slipped and fallen into the incinerator shaft on the fifth floor. The cleaning man had the boy by just one hand. He called me. I gave him detailed instructions. I said, don't let go. and I'd be right up. Too late. The boy had fallen. I knew I had just one chance. It was a race against time. A young life hung in the balance. All those years at Christian National where the Yankees came in handy.
Oh, you saved him.
But he had a bad cut. Good thing I went with him to the hospital. The boy needed blood. So, of course, I gave.
My, you're quite the hero.
Well, I better get at that oven.
No, no. Get your rest. I'll send you down some nice soup.
Don't stand too near me when lightning strikes.
Look, it works. She's happy and so am I. If I told her the truth that I just plain forgot, well, she'd be throwing things. And I'd need a blood transfusion.
But someday...
I tell you, truth means only trouble. Yes, sir. In my book, George Washington has an awful lot to answer for.
Mr. Spacely, I got a surprise for you.
I hate surprises.
You've been looking for a way to keep down accidents in the factory, right?
So?
I've come up with the answer. Today, the employee with the best safety record will get this certificate presented to him by a real movie star. Bubbles Blastoff herself!
How?
Oh, Jensen, you're a genius.
I'm really glad to do it. I really like to help, you know, people. I'm really into people.
You are? Oh, wonderful. I'm into people, too. In fact, I used to be one my... that is, I still am a... I am a, per, a piece of a purple... a person, yeah.
Mr. Spacely, there's a quarrel.
Not now.
It's for Mr. Jetson.
Take it in your office, Jetson.
Can we possibly have dinner out somewhere tonight? I'm totally exhausted.
Good idea. Hey, guess who's here in the office? Bubbles Blastoff. Bubbles, come say hello to my wife.
Hi, Mrs. Jetson.
It's Jetson.
Just fine. I'm glad to be here. I really like to really help, you know, people.
That's really nice.
Especially when as sweet as your hubby, Georgie Borgie.
It's Jetson.
Me too. Bye.
I may be a little late, but we'll definitely have a night out on the town.
Deal. Bye, Georgie Borgie.
You can stand here and watch the ceremony.
Why did you tell your wife that Bubbles was here?
I believe in being honest. Just this morning, I was telling my kids...
Honest is one thing, dumb is another.
This is a wonderful public service you're doing. Reminding our workers that accidents can be prevented. The winner of the best safety record is Pete Polaris. Where are you, Pete? Henry, do me a favor. The phones are all busted at work. In fact, everything is.
Say, aren't you Bubbles Blastoff?
Just fine.
Would you give my wife a message? I have to take Miss Blastoff home and then to the airport. But I'll be back by 9 o'clock.
Why?
Never mind that. And ask her to make reservations at the Titanium Room for 10 o'clock.
Why?
You really don't have to take me right to my seat.
Oh, yes, I do. Mr. Spacely insisted I absolutely made sure you leave town.
How nice. You'll have to take a seat, sir.
No, you see, I'm getting off.
Too late now. We're taking off.
We can't. I gotta get out. My wife!
The name is Jetson. My husband and I will be there at 10. We'd like an intimate table near the dance floor.
I feel awful. Now you'll probably lose your wife and your family and your job.
I won't be so bad. I'll phone Jane and explain what happened.
Your phone, sir?
What's this? They promised us clear sailing, and I see a meteor shower at 0200. Hang on! Can you connect me with... I guess you couldn't.
Since Daddy and I will be out late, I've arranged for you both to sleep over with the Nelsons downstairs.
Hey, super!
This is worse than a demolition space derby. I'm putting in for a raid. Yow! Hey! Stewardess, we've been hit. What's the damage back there?
A gaping hole, sir, but it's been plugged up.
Help!
You poor dear. We gotta save him.
No, don't you see? He's like a cork. He's saving us.
She's right. If my end comes out of here, it's the end of everyone else.
We'd better land, Captain, and quit.
Right. We could land on the moon of Manicora, but it's freezing down there.
Tell him not to worry. That's not the only moon that's freezing.
It's 8:50 and no George.
He'll be here in 10 minutes.
I certainly hope so.
But you simply got to get Mr. Jetson back to Space City. He's in terrible trouble. He's about to lose his wife and his job and his family, and he hasn't had any supper either.
I'm sorry, but we're on the dark side of the moon. We can't radio to get another ship for 12 hours.
Excuse me, aren't you Bubbles Blastoff?
You got it.
Look, we're on our way to Space City in the circus plane. Anyway, we heard what you said about this guy's problems, and we'd like to help.
You mean you can give me a lift?
Sure, but we gotta be careful. The boss has a very strict rule against hitchhikers.
But maybe we could hide you somewhere back with the animals and cargo. Think that's possible?
We'll hoist you up. Stay low. He'll carry you inside.
Then Alonzo will find you a good place to hide. Do what he says.
Who's Alonzo?
Me. I'm a talking bear.
Okay, here we go. Alley-oop.
The popcorn machine. Just the thing. Hurry. He'll be coming through in a minute. Checking things.
It's 4:45 a.m. Who is George gonna get it?
You said it.
Thanks, fellas. I would have taken a cab, but somewhere last night I lost my wallet.
That's okay, George.
You guys have been fabulous. Alonzo, too. If there's anything I can ever do for him, tell him to just say the word.
Right. Well, so long. Hope you can square things with the missus.
Well, well, well. Home at last. Popcorn? Don't tell me you spent all night with Bubbles just eating popcorn.
No, it was nothing like that. I simply got on a plane by mistake.
No. That's the trouble with you beginners. You make your stuff too wild. But you need to tell your wife is a nice, simple, honest lie.
I'm gonna tell her the truth.
Then you'll be telling it to the paramedics. You gotta help the lady. Help her? She desperately wants a good, solid story to believe in. If you love her, give her one. You saw how it worked with old Lady Shuttle Bay. Women love heroes.
I really don't think...
Main thing is, keep it simple. You gave blood, got woozy, collapsed in the lobby, slept all night at my place, and I'll back you up so you'll not only be a hero, you'll have a witness.
I still think honesty pays.
Sure it pays. The divorce lawyers. Now, don't risk your marriage, Mr. Jetson. Be smart. Be a hero. Go for the blood.
Look, honey, I'm very sorry, but I can explain.
Oh, what time is it?
Time?
It's 6:30, Dumbbell.
6:30?
Yeah, that's smart.
9:30. Did you make our reservations for 10? Then we'd better hurry.
Better hurry. Oop, crick in my back. Feel like I've been sleeping for hours.
We'll have a nice dinner. You'll feel better. Unless you'd rather put it off until tomorrow.
Well, no, since I'm dressed, we might as well.
But you are tired. Very, very tired. Don't sleep here, honey. You've got a nice bed.
Sure you don't mind missing dinner?
It's not me I'm thinking of.
Oh, you're so good to me.
You just sleep. Well, a nice new day. Arise and shine.
You mean it's time to get up? I didn't even warm the sheets.
Oh, well, you've got on those thick pajamas.
It's Rosie's day off. She's on recharge. I'll start the coffee. You're not going to wear those same clothes, are you?
What? No. Of course not. I'll change and be right with you. Stacy was right. Jetson, you're a genius.
Oh, good morning, Henry.
Henry?
Where's Mr. Jetson?
He just woke up.
Just woke up? Well, how hard did you hit him? Ah, there's our hero. Hey, you look pretty good, considering the hectic night you had.
What hectic? He was here all night.
That's a terrible thing to accuse your husband of. I'm a witness, and I dropped him off just 10 minutes ago. He was here all night?
Well, weren't you?
Well, let's have some coffee. Great. The truth is, I wasn't here. I came in this morning, saw you asleep on the couch, felt bad about standing you up. So I may believe it was last night, when it really was this morning.
Then I knew I didn't wear thick pajamas.
Anyway, that's all there was to it. Cream or sugar?
Just one little detail. If you weren't here, where were you?
I took Bubbles right onto a plane, and it took off before I could get off. Then it was hit by a meteor, and I plugged the hole, and I saved the plane. The pilot had to make an emergency landing. It got a little vague then, but as I recall, the little guy and the gypsy put me on an elephant. And then the bear told me where to hide.
The bear told you?
His name is Alonzo. He hid me in a popcorn wagon. That's how I came back to Orbit City, in a popcorn wagon. Then the little guy and the gypsy drove me home from the airport in their fire engine.
Someone's at the door.
For your sake, I hope you get that great lawyer, Clarence Darrow.
He's dead.
That makes two of you.
Mrs. Jetson, here's the wallet your husband lost on our plane last night. It was in the popcorn machine. Alonzo found it.
Alonzo, the bear, right?
Right. He asked us to give you these passes for the show tonight.
Thank you.
He would have come with us, but he's got bad laryngitis. We'd better be going. The fire engine's double parked. Hope George is okay. He sure had a terrible night.
He's fine. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Didn't I tell you not to go crazy? Didn't I? You saw her expression. That look, my friend, is solid Splitsville.
But that's what really...
I'll try to pull it off for you, but just belt up. And Mrs. Jetson, that wild story he told, forget it. It's not his fault. It's a typical after effect of heavy-duty blood donating.
Henry?
No, let him finish.
There was an accident, and Mr. J here gave blood, got woozy, and slept all night at my place.
Darling, why didn't you tell me that in the first place?
Well, see you around, hero.
Take it easy, hero. I'll make you a nice breakfast to build you up again. You darling, darling man.
Jane, I may be doing the dumbest thing ever, but I can't live with myself or try to teach our kids truthfulness unless I say it. There was no accident, no blood, and I'm not a hero. But there was an elephant and a bear and a popcorn wagon.
I believe you.
There was also a little guy and a chip. You do?
But Henry was right about one thing. You are a hero to stick with an awful truth like that.
Boy, did we have fun at the Nelsons.
Yeah, and they're going to the circus tonight. Can we go?
Sure thing. Oops, wait. One little problem. My wallet.
No problem. And there's some free passes, too. And Alonzo says hi.
So that's who was at the door.
So how was your evening? One of the most wonderful I can remember. Because George Washington Jetson, in his own special way, told me he loved me.